Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, what's up, what's up, Smile Squad? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, here on my station, Professionally Silly, recorded with the Anchor app. And I know that I've been gone for a while, and I was kind of going through some personal stuff, but don't worry, I is back and ready to spread the silly. Did you miss me? Did you miss me? Maybe you didn't, but I'm still back. So today we are going to talk about meth, everyone's favorite topic. There's nothing like a good discussion about meth. We're going to talk about meth that was sold at a Wendy's. A woman who was holding a machete and forced her ex-boyfriend to have sex with her, and a guy with a gun tattooed on his forehead who was ironically arrested on a weapons charge.
What?
I know, but that did happen. So there's a lot of stupid to cover, so let's go ahead and jump right into it. Today's stupid is brought to you by National Ice Cream Cake Day.
Hey, buddy, you got your ice cream on my cake.
No way, pal. You got your cake in my ice cream.
Whoa, fellas, take it easy. I can fix this because today is National Ice Cream Cake Day. So they actually go well together. This is a day that I can totally get behind because I love cake. I love ice cream. Okay, and you put the two of them together and I am definitely in my happy place. The National Ice Cream Cake Day is observed every year on June 27th. And with summer upon us, it certainly sounds like the perfect dessert treat to me. And for those of you who don't know what an ice cream cake is, I don't understand how you don't. It's kind of like, you know, in the title, but I'll go ahead and explain it anyway. An ice cream cake actually consists of any flavor of ice cream in the shape of a cake. Oh my God. And you can use so many different ingredients. Obviously, cake is already a given. Yum, yum. You can do cookie crumbs, fudge, fruit, caramel, and more. And between layers of ice cream. Oh my God. And then it's pretty much frosted with either whipped cream or some sort of similar icing. And ice cream cakes are frozen until ready to be served. They're kept in the freezer. Obviously, ice cream. You don't want like an ice cream soup. Or ice cream cake soup. That don't sound too good. Ugh. But you just give me a second. Because the thought of having a freshly made ice cream cake. Oh my God. Right now in front of me. Excuse me. I have to get this drool off my lip. I'll be right back. Although the origin of the ice cream cake isn't really known, it still remains one of the most popular desserts ever created. You have ice cream, you have cake, I see no problems, besides my muffin top. But get yourself an ice cream cake today and let's celebrate. Use hashtag National Ice Cream Cake Day to share your photos on social media.
Remember we used to come here after we got wasted.
What's wasted?
When you have a hankering for ice cream.
Well, I want to get wasted.
I want to get totally wasted.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
This just in, stupidity is on the loose. A few Wendy's employees thought to take it upon themselves to add one more item to the Wendy's menu, meth. That's right, you heard it, meth. These idiots sold methamphetamines from a Wendy's in Georgia. Yeah, that was fucking stupid. Investigators say that the Wendy's employees sold small amounts of meth both in the parking lot and inside the restaurant in Canton. It's a city that's about 40 miles north of Atlanta. That really sucks, okay? I'm from an area near Atlanta. Anytime I hear stupid coming from my state
or from near where I live. I take that shit personally. I'm sure anyone from Florida understands how I feel. yo, that joke is for you, Jonesy, just in case Weird AF News is listening. That's another anchor station here on Anchor. So check him out, by the way. But I do want to know, how does that work? I mean, can you imagine pulling up to the drive-thru and ordering a double stack and a small order of meth? Excuse me, sir. Can I get a, let me get a double stack chicken nuggets. Let me get a large fry. And if you could just give me a side of meth, that'd be great. Like, what? This is crazy to me. Members of a narcotics task force executed a search warrant at Wendy's. And they arrested the restaurant's manager, a cook, and two other employees. Zachary Donnelly, 27. Crystal Hogan, 32. Jeffrey Judas, I believe it's, or Justice, I don't know, 26. And Amanda McCartney, 36. So these are all adults who should know better, but damn. God damn it. You know, and they actually had to close down the Wendy's, for a little while during this investigation, which kind of sucks. Cause if you've ever had their freaking spicy chicken sandwiches and then you go there and expecting to get it and you find out they're closed because of meth, it's discerning. It kind of ruins your day. So Hogan actually managed the restaurant while Donnelly worked as a cook, and they had both been selling meth there for several weeks. Ain't that some shit? Yeah.
Look at me, busy as a bee. Where'd I get all this energy?
Oh, man. Man.
I don't sleep and I don't eat, but I've got the cleanest house on the street.
Oh, man. Man.
Get these hairs all out of my face. Get these bugs all out of my place. One more hit,
no time to waste. Oh, man.
I don't know if you guys remember that meth commercial that was really popular. It came out, I think, in the 90s. But yeah, you just Google that cleaner girl meth commercial. Just look for the meth commercial on YouTube, and I'm pretty sure you can find it. I just had to fucking play that shit. But no, seriously, drugs are bad, okay? All right, drugs are bad, okay? Drugs are bad, okay? Okay.
Nothing says me like a machete. 19-year-old from Montana, Samantha Mears, broke into her ex-boyfriend's home, told him to take his clothes off, and then forced him to have sex with her.
Damn!
Right, I cannot make this shit up. This is real life. She snuck into his house when he wasn't home and waited. And when he returned, she surprised him from behind, and she ordered him to get undressed and get into the bed while holding a machete. She climbed on top of him. That's what she did, okay? And pretty much rode him like a cowgirl into the sunset. That's what happened. And after he, well, I guess the best way to say this is after he arrived, he tried to push her off of him, but she continued while he, and pretty much until he was no longer erect, holding the machete. So... shit, like what do you do? I mean, this chick is insane, you know? And Mears has been charged with aggravated burglary and assault with a weapon, both felonies, mind you. And she also faces misdemeanor accounts of criminal mischief, assault and unlawful restraint. My question to you is, why wasn't she charged with rape? It sounds like she raped this man. I don't know. That's what I think here. But you let me know what you guys think about this. So anyways, Mears is behind bars with a $50,000 bond at the Cascade County Jail. I gotta say, though, a machete and an erect penis, they don't go together. Yep, it was a cow. Get over it. Michael Vines, 24, a South Carolina man that actually has a giant gun tattooed on his forehead, has been ironically charged with weapons possession after he was spotted disposing of a firearm following a car crash. Wow, the stupidity.
it's palpable. He was actually collared after slamming into a Toyota Camry into a pole, a power pole, near an intersection in Greenville. Now, firefighters responding to the crash site told police that they saw Vines toss a handgun into the grass. The officers subsequently recovered a loaded Smith & Wesson 38 caliber revolver from an area where firefighters said Vines discarded the weapon. Now, Vines is already a convicted felon, mind you. Now, he is barred from possessing any firearms. His rap sheet also includes multiple narcotics convictions. Okay, so this dude has lost his mind. Let's play it again. I just felt like it was definitely worth two of those. I did. In addition to a weapons count, Vines was charged with reckless driving and driving with a suspended license in connection to a different crash. What the fuck? Okay. This guy is clearly a guy that you can definitely take home to mom. Yeah, so ladies, I'm sure he's single. I don't know how he wouldn't be, but if you're into idiots, there's one for you. And let's be honest with you, a lot of you are into idiots, but I don't understand it. But I do have a question. Like, I wonder if that gun tattooed in his forehead, like, will he ever regret that when he's older? I can't imagine him thinking, oh yeah, that was a great idea, when he's like in his 90s.
Epic fail.
Yeah, so that happened. Well, we certainly covered a lot of stupid today, and I want to know what you guys think about the idiots that we discussed in today's podcast episode, because they are certainly idiotic, I tell you much. So this podcast isn't just for me, so make sure you guys do call in and you share your thoughts. And also, for those of you who do not have the Anchor app and you want to call in, guess what? I now have a Google Voice number, so you can now leave me messages. I know you're excited. My number is 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. And if you can, try to keep your calls 60 seconds or less. That way I can share your entire opinion right here on the Professionally Silly podcast, and even on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel, perhaps, which is also called Professionally Silly. All right. So call in and verbally join the Smile Squad. We're going to have a great time.
Come on, do it.
That being said, coming up next, call-ins. You made them. I got them. So let's play them.
Yo. You never cease to amaze me. I'm gonna go with the forehead. Yeah. Okay, I get it. 30 days, that's non-permanent ink, right? But the young lady that did that for $10,000 with her baby sitting there, that ain't cool. I mean, that $10,000 is gonna be gone and you're gonna be stuck with that shit on your head. Then if you remove it, it's gonna look even worse. She should have went with the non-permanent ink. Wow, you got so much on there. The virginity, that's crazy. One-time prostitution, and I'm from North Carolina. That was a shot of moonshine. I'm gonna tell you straight up, you done sold somebody a shot of moonshine. It's probably some apple pie. You know what I mean? Keep up the good work. Love the show. Peace.
What's good, Cybershocks? That's my boy Cybershocks. He is an actual fellow anchorer or podcasterer. I'm sure that I'm pronouncing these words incorrectly, but make sure you guys check him out. But yeah, man, he's actually referring to the podcast I did before this one, Top 10 Weirdest Things Sold Online. If you haven't listened to it already, go ahead and check that out. It is the podcast right before this one, so it's very easy to find. And Cybershots, man, you're right. That is crazy. Tattooing anything on your forehead is... Well, it's a gamble, you know, and we were just talking about someone in this particular podcast today about a dude with a gun tattooed on his head. I don't get it. It's crazy. I ain't tatting shit on my forehead. That's just me because I enjoy being able to be hired. That's just, I have bills. Thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate you.
It's Cliffy Mac from the Cliffy Mac Kick-Ass Podcast. Amber Smiles Jones, I am still... enjoying each and every one of your episodes. Love the work. love your flavor. It's cool. Even hit you up once in a while on Instagram. Enjoying it. Keep up the good work. Have a great Monday evening.
Man, Cliffy Mac always knows what to say to bring a tear to my eye. I appreciate the support, and I really, really appreciate you listening to my content. I work really hard on it, and I'm really glad that, just thank you for taking the time, you know what I'm saying, to tell me that. You, man, air high five right now. I'm giving you a virtual high five right now. That was my sound effect of that. couldn't find that one on the soundboard. But thank you so much for calling in, Cliffy Mac. And make sure you guys check out his podcast, because he is also a fellow anchor-er, podcast-er, the, you know, kick-ass Cliffy Mac show. You know what I'm saying? Cliffy Mac. I appreciate you, man. You have a good one, too.
OMG, professionally silly, I miss you. Yes, this is Voice of Reason calling in to show you some love and to say I miss you. Oh my gosh, I was back in Cali and I will be back in Cali at the end of July. And I expect to see your face, just letting you know. So get ready because I will be there and square. Anyways, peace, love, and blessings from your girl, Voice of Reason. Bye-bye.
Voice of Reason! Girl, you know I love you, boo. I miss you too, girl. You know I'm full of emotions right now. Between you and Cliffy Mac, I don't know what to do. Y'all got tears flowing from my open orifices. My eyes. but yeah, girl, as soon as you get back to Los Angeles, you hit me up. Okay, because we got to do some drinking. Okay, all right. I'm glad I went right the first time. Normally when I try to do the okay thing like Cardi B, I'm like, okay, and it don't come out right. But yeah, I appreciate you, and I appreciate your support, man. And I'm back on the podcast again. I took a little second, a little time off, but I'm back. And I promise I won't leave you for so long again. I promise y'all. So y'all make sure y'all check out Voice of Reason, because she also has a fire-ass podcast. So check that shit out. Look at this. Look at my three favorite podcasters. All I'm missing now is Jonesy from WAF News. Like, what the fuck, man? From Weirdest Fuck News. Where you at, Jonesy? Where you at? You didn't call. Well, I guess I haven't really put in a podcast for you to call in, so I guess you are going to be forgiven. Thanks for calling in, boys. Love you, boo, and see you soon. Special shout out to my callers. I love it when people call into the show. It's like my favorite thing when I get call-ins. It just makes me feel so good. You know what I mean? And I want to thank everyone for listening to the Professionally Silly station here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform you choose, because your Audible Boo Thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, CastBox, Pocket Podcast, Overcast, Podbeam. What's up? You can't tell me nothing because I'm everywhere. And if you are already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the Professionally Silly Station, thank you so much for joining us. And if you haven't already, let's go ahead and tap that subscribe and or favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload my weekly episodes. If you enjoy my podcast and you want to experience my professionally silliness on other platforms, be sure to follow me on my other social medias. I've got Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, so you can watch me live and be silly. And I have clickable links of each of these in the description box of the videos and all of my videos on my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. You just type in Amber Smiles Jones in any of those platforms, and I should just go ahead and pop right on up. So I'm gonna be waiting for you guys to follow. I'm waiting. Did you follow yet? Okay, am I being a little needy? Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Also, please feel free once again to call in and, please leave a review on my podcast if you would. Let me know how you're feeling it. That way, those who come across my podcast, read those reviews, are like, oh, damn, they're right. Let me go ahead and check this shit out. This sounds interesting. And if you do decide to call in and share your opinions, we can talk about the topics we discussed here, or perhaps you have topic ideas of your own that you would like me to cover, or maybe you need some advice, or perhaps you just want to tell me how much you love me. And to be honest with you, I really hope it's that last one. Either way, be sure to call in 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves. Watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere.